heart, mind, eyes, ears, everything. What is to?
To release one from the contamination of material, from material contamination, it helps one to...
More loudly. To know bhakti. But nowadays, pure bhakti is very rare. And the devotees who are performing this bhakti, adopting bhakti, doing bhakti, they are all karma mishra, jnana mishra, yoga mishra, all contaminated with all these things, not pure bhakti. And they think that, oh, we are doing pure bhakti. So we must know what is pure bhakti. You should do it. What is karma mishra? Govind bhakti is here.
Send it back there.
Why you come late? Huh? I will have to punish all who will come late. Also, his category of that, Prem Prayojan.
He's hiding.
What is karma mishra? You should stand up and... Oh, you should come here. Both. Karma mishra. What he told, but he has not taken initiation from Gurudev and no Sambandha Gyan. Is it be pure bhakti? No. So go on. Tell something. You can also some questions if you are not understanding. Not like what Bhagavat path or anything. Like East Goshti, you will understand more things. What is karma? What is karma? Any activities, any endeavor to test the fruit is karma. Anything. So if you are chanting, remembering, doing anything, but you want to test the fruit, then it is karma mishra. But no relation with devotion, only for testing ourselves, then it will be pure karma. जब हम अपने लिए जो कुछ करते हैं, when we do for ourselves, myself, that I am eating mango. Who is eating? Who is testing?
I am
myself. So to eat mango is pure karma. No relation with bhakti, anything. But if you think that I have offered this mango, very mango, not anything, myself. I am not offered myself, but I have offered that very mango. Why? Because I will take a remnant and I will be so healthy and I will be so powerful. Then it will be somewhat like karma pradhan.
Pradhani bhuta bhakti.
Pradhani bhuta na. Karma pradhani bhakti. Here,
prominence or karma?
Prominent is karma and bhakti is subordinate. It is also karma mishra. And when bhakti will be more powerful and karma to test will be some lower, then it will be called pradhani bhuta bhakti. Here bhakti is
prominent.
But karma is also there. But when annabhilashita shunyam, totally, no annabhilashita, no desire to taste anything, only to serve Krishna, shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padashivanam archanam bandanam, to please my Gurudev, to please Radha and Krishna, then it will be pure bhakti. Otherwise it will be karma mishra. Patram pushpam phalam toyam jome bhaktya prayachati tadam bhakti upahritam snami. This is also not so good, so high. Why? We should try to offer our atma, myself, ourself, all senses, heart, everything, first to the Gurudev, and then to Krishna. Ityapun sarvita Vishnu bhakti cha navalakkhana kriyeta bhakti adhatan manyadhita. If anyone is not surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Gurudev and then to Krishna and Radhar Mahaprabhu, then he can offer anything to Krishna. It may be that he will take partly, partly, not wholly. But if anyone is surrender himself, now I am yours, you are my beloved, you are my son, you are my friend, and then doing anything, then it is pure bhakti. But you have so many cows, hundreds of cows, and only 1 kilo milk you are offering to Krishna. And what other things? If you have offered yourself in the lotus feet of Krishna or Gurudev, you have nothing, you are Nishkinchan Vaishnava. Only by the remnant you are maintaining your life and all these things. Then anything you will not have to offer because you have offered yourself. Then what you will give to Krishna, all are offered. Then it will be pure bhakti. Otherwise, if you are not offering yourself something, you get 15 lakhs of rupees to Gurudev. Gurudev, I am offering this. And in other hand, one disciple, he has nothing to give, he has given everything to Gurudev, my heart, my soul, everything. But he is serving. Who is superior? Whole day and night serving Gurudev. He has nothing to give more because he has given himself. So his property, his wife, children, and if he has nothing like Hanuman, everything to Krishna. There is nothing, anything more to offer Krishna because he has offered. So what he is doing, as a servant he is doing. So this is pure bhakti. And if he has not offered himself any part, anything, he is a very big, rich person, and he has given crores and crores of dollars, but he has not given himself, then there is something lacking. It is not pure bhakti. So it will be karma mishra. In the same way, jnana mishra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur will explain all these things. So try to realize all these things. Ho gaya? Ho gaya, humare pehle hi dekh liya. Achha. Then?
So the first example, you said one takes the fruit for his own sense gratification. And he does not offer, so that one is just karma, no karma mishra.
What?
Your first example. If one just takes the mango himself, not offering anything to Krishna, nothing, So that's no karma mission, that's just karma.
একবারে শুদ্ধা কর্ম, পিওর কর্ম, নো কন্টামিনেশন অফ ভক্তি। বাট ইফ আই উইল টেক ইট দেন ইট উইল বি ভেরি বিগ সিন, সো আই মাস্ট অফার কৃষ্ণ, সো অল সিন উইল গো অ্যান্ড দেন আই উইল টেস্ট এজ এ রিমিনেন্ট. Then karma mishra. Pradhani bhuta. Patram pushpam phalam tvayam. He is giving fruit only.
Not himself.
The fruits of all karms. Jat jat karomi tat tas tasmai. Oh Krishna, this is fruit. I have taken bath, the fruit of taken bath, I am giving to you. I am doing this thing, the fruit of this. But not, why not yourself? Yusuf. Then nothing to, if anyone has surrendered himself totally, I think, I should not tell, but I am telling to you that Arjun is surrendered, gopis are surrendered, and if gopis are taking anything, not giving to Krishna, oh Krishna, what mantra? Kling Gauraya Swaha, Shinkling Radha Krishna Bhyam Nama. Etat naivedyam paniyam tambulam, everything. They are not doing like that. And they are, Krishna is sitting there and they are, oh, you will take, I'll take. This is pure bhakti. Because they have, what?
Everything. They have given everything.
Everything. Nothing is there. Their body, their mind, soul is of Krishna. So, if they are not offering outwardly, but they have offered everything, so this is pure bhakti. Sometimes you will give to Sukadeva Goswami anything and he will take at once, no offering, like this. How? You know this? Like this. Go chinha, and by like that, like any mudra, ankush mudra. No need of all doing all this for them. They will never do. Gopis, or even Ram will not do. Hanuman or it. If you will give to Sukhdev, he will take. And you know, he has not offered Krishna and he is taking. Are you are Kanishtadhikari more than Kanishtadhikari? You cannot understand. So gopi take anything, they do singar to become so beautiful for whom? For Krishna. So we should try to do. First, offer yourself what you are. But for grihas, it is very hard. But it may be like Pandavas, gopis and all other, like Ambarish Maharaj, they can do. He was king. He has so much big king, kingdom. Sons, daughter, wife, so many things. But he was Shuddha Bhakta because he has offered himself. Now we should know about Gyan also. What is Gyan? First we should know. What is Gyan? You should know. Yes? Worldly things, boliye. It means. So worldly knowledge about anything is general jada Gyan.
Material knowledge.
And material knowledge. And when we have no faith on material knowledge, it cannot give us pleasure, happiness in my life and after this life. So, we want salvation. But what is Brahma? What is Mukti? Knowing this, aim and object of the life will be salvation. Knowing that I am soul, I am not body. Soul is not eating, body is eating. So, he is thinking, Am Brahmasmi, myself is Brahma, I am Brahma. And in the last he wants salvation. This is called Nirvishesh Gyan. Gyan are of also two kinds. Nirvishesh Gyan and Tattva Gyan. Here, Tattva Gyan is called Bhakti in first stage. So, here only, to have salvation, his all activity is known as Gyan. But Gyan Mishra Bhakti, what will be the Gyan Mishra Bhakti? Now you can tell. Mishra Bhakti then. We know that bhakti can do everything. So giving up this nirvishesh gyan, like Sukadeva Goswami, Chatursan, Brahma, Sanaksanandan, Sanat Kumar and all this. They were always also within this category. But at last, by the mercy of Brahma, Chatursan and by the mercy of Vyasdev, Sukadeva Goswami, gave up this gyan and became Shuddha Bhakta. Like he has told, Atma Ramasya Muniyo Nirgantha Urukrame Kuruvanti Haitukin Bhaktim Ittam Bhutu Hari. By the mercy of Sukadeva Goswami, he realized the good qualities of Krishna and he gave up that thing and become pure Rasik Tattvajna Bhakta. What you are telling?
So, question is, the person who is doing Kama Mishra Bhakti, he knows that the goal is Krishna. He knows, but he has some mix.
No, not knowing. That is why he is telling that you should know. Because he is not Shuddha Bhakta, he has no Shuddha Guru, no Shuddha association of Bhakta, that is why he is not knowing. In association, he will know all these things, then he will give karma and become pure bhakta.
So if somebody theoretically knows, but still there's so
they don't know, really.
For instance, like for myself, I don't know, but I have some theoretical understanding.
Your bhakti is not contamination, but there are some weakness, there are something lacking, not so much sukriti and sanskar. So, it may be like Kanishta Adhikari. No contamination, but is still some weakness, durbalta, but pure bhakti. Chanting, remembering, doing all these things. And there is something karma. There is also some karma mixing, some gyan also. But gradually, in the associations of pure association, gradually you will give up. Because you are knowing that our aim and object is that. But Karma Mishra Bhakta, they don't want, they don't know all these things. You are in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in bhakti line. You have been initiated. You know some relations also, but still some weakness and there is something lacking. Yes, Udrik.
Dhruva was also in the beginning in the Karma Mishra stage, but Narad was a pure guru.
He could not follow Narad. Narad wanted to make him so pure, but he was in that position that actually he was not in a position to follow totally to Narad Rishi. wanted. So it may be that Guru is pure, but his disciples may not be pure. It may be. And nowadays like this. If anyone pure Guru like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur or Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he has lakhs and lakhs disciples, but he has only one or two disciples, or it may be that Grihastha may be not renounce orders.
Is it not that by definition Kanishtha, because of his lack of advancement, the heart must have contaminations of karma and dhyan?
What is telling?
You can think Kanishtha.
It may be some, but gradually he will develop his Krishna consciousness and give up. But if he is gradually going down in lack of Shuddha Bhakti or association, he is not ready to follow, then he is making some offenses. And due to that, he is going down. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that we should know what is karma, then what is jnana, what is yoga, and then what is really Shuddha Bhakti. In bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti, some gradation. We are in gradation, not in karma. And try to understand. Anyone is following Anya Vilasita Sunyam Gyan Karma Dhanabritam Anukulin Krishnam Siranam Bhakti Ruttama. This is Uttama Bhakti, Sarup Siddha Bhakti. But there are some
gradations.
He is not in Uttama Bhakti, but he is doing something bhakti. He is beginner. So there's some. But his karma is not, because he has tried and promised that I am offering myself in your lotus feet. He has promised in Gurudev, to Gurudev, when he took Diksha or initiation or Harinam. Gurudev, I will totally follow you. I have become yours. But he has not become like this. Gradually we will know all these things. We will explain very, very clearly all these things. That you will know automatically, and your bhakti will be so strong. Now, 12.
Maharaj, this is, I understand that you want to say, if aim and objective by the association of Guru is clear, that what we have to do and we feel like to surrender, then our bhakti is not karmishtha. And
he had been initiated. And he has some relation. Sambandha Gyan. And he has offered himself.
He desires to offer.
He has offered. But he don't. He does not know what he is offering. But but he has offered. I am giving this to you. But he has, oh, this chadar was so good. Like this. He has given it, but something is attachment.
Holding back.
I have given, I have given. He is not thinking that it is Gurudev or it is of Krishna, totally. I am not owner. So in offering and in giving, there is much difference. It was mine, and I am offering to Gurudev. But Bhakt does not think like that. It was the remnant of Krishna. Owner is Krishna. He has mercifully given me. To what?
Allow me to serve my Guru.
To serve my Guru. But actually, it is not mine. I am not mine. My body is not mine. Everything belongs to Krishna. So, If this mood comes, then pure bhakti will come. Gaur Pramanande.
Can I make an announcement?